Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim, and I'm glad to be sharing the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration with you all this week. This morning, I am inspired just to think about the Word of God. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about itself. There's a lot in the Bible about the Word of God. There is a great need in our world today for people to reverence the Word of God, to stand in awe of the Word of God. You know, we have it very, very available. Just thinking about myself, I don't know how many Bibles I have in my possession. And in our home, we probably have 8 or 10 or possibly even, I'm not sure if we would have more than that. And I have it on my phone electronically. I can just do a search if I'm looking for a verse. And it's a great blessing to have it so available. Just considering how not that long ago, families would just have had one big, large family Bible. And there's a lot of dynamics that have changed with having it so available. One would be, it used to be that one person would read it and the rest would gather around and listen. And that was very good. And also, if you didn't have it so available, you would work at memorizing it much more. Now, it's almost like, what's the use to memorize it? I can just throw it out of my pocket and search for a verse and pull it right up. I will always have it available. We need to be very careful that we don't have that mentality. It's good to store it within us and to meditate upon it day and night. Isaiah 66:2 has this to say about the word of the Lord. For all those things has mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. That is the last part there. Trembleth at my word. Frankly, I don't know if I've seen very many people that tremble at the word of God. I think I've seen a few. But a lot of us are far too mediocre when it comes to relating to the word of God. We go through the word of God and we pick and choose verses that promise good to us. Verses that make us feel good, verses that encourage us. But, my friends, we need to take it all and take it very seriously. The difficult ones, the hard ones, the ones we wish weren't there. We need to take all of the Word of God. We need to read it through from Genesis to Revelation, and we need to be familiar with it, and we need to be able to peruse through the Word of God in our mind. We need to have at least, I don't know if we necessarily need to have a lot memorized, but we need to be so familiar with it that we, at any given moment, we can know whether or not what we're hearing from another person, or what we're reading, whether or not it lines up with God's Word. We can't do that if we're not familiar with it. God is truth. He created all things, so everything that is in accordance to Him, the way He made it. He is, not only is He the truth, He is truth. And just the same way, His Word is truth. He inspired people to write the Bible. He wrote it Himself through the Holy Spirit, through His servants. And we need to see it as that way. Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My words shall not pass away. In my own life, it revolutionized my life when I got serious with the Word. And I read it, and there came a point in time where I realized that there's a lot in my life, a lot in my religion, that just didn't seem to line up with the Word of God very well. And by God's grace, I got serious about making my life line up with the Word of God. And it has been such a wonderful experience. Now, I'm not here to say that I've done it perfectly, or that there isn't much more to do. There is. And I want to be in the Word. I want to be a man of the Word. And I encourage you to join me. And let's be men of the Word. Let's take the Word seriously. Let's be in opposition to the world in order to be in favor with the Word of God. Let's be ready to give our life for the Word of God. In times past, in centuries past, there have been times, and I'm sure there's times now in other countries, where the world tries to get rid of the Word of God. They search homes, they do what they can to find Bibles and to destroy them physically. But that's not our experience. Our experience is we have it very readily available. Let's talk about something that is happening with the Word. It's getting so cluttered. There's just, we don't value it the way we ought to. And then we have these study Bibles and cross references and many, many tools that we have to know the Word of God. And we have commentaries. And I'm not saying all these things are bad. I'm just saying that we need to keep the Word of God pure. We need to keep it separate from the Word of man. And we need to be careful that we don't muddle things up and value man's word too highly and God's word too low and mix everything up. There's this fairy tale, and excuse me for getting an example from a fairy tale, but it's a very good example, where this man had a treasure, and he knew exactly where the treasure was. So he tied a ribbon on the ground on a piece of weed, and he was going to go and get a shovel to dig up the treasure. But before he left, his enemy was there. But he got his enemy to promise that he wouldn't remove the ribbon where the treasure was. and the promise was given. So he went to get his shovel, digging tools, and came back. And lo and behold, his enemy had tied ribbons everywhere. That seems to me a bit like the devil is operating an army. He is not so much attacking the good, that he's putting distractions and fake things and lesser things everywhere, trying to hide the true riches. My friends, let's keep our hearts, our eyes, our hands, and our very life on the Word of God. Well, throughout this coming week, we'll be talking about the Word. And I hope that you are making it a practice, and if not, that you will, to be in the Word of God every day, in reading, in prayer, in meditation. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to press 099 and to leave us a message. God bless you as you seek after him.